This week in West Virginia history, civic leader and financier Morris Harvey was born in Raleigh County on February 16, 1821. He worked at his uncle's store in Fayetteville, where he learned the ins and outs of politics and business. When the Civil War began, he enlisted in Thurman's Rangers, a local Confederate unit. After the war, Harvey and his brother-in-law paid the new state of West Virginia $20 for 1,000 acres on the New River. They then leased the land to rail and coal companies. Their timing was fortuitous because the Chesapeake and Ohio Railway was about to carve a path into southern West Virginia and launch the region's coal industry. Much of Harvey's mining land became part of the powerful New River Company. In addition, he founded the Fayette National Bank in Fayette. A devout Methodist, Harvey helped establish at least three churches. He also gave money to the Barbersville Seminary in Cabell County, which in 1901 changed its name to Morris Harvey College. The college later moved to Charleston and is now the University of Charleston. Morris Harvey died in Fayetteville in 1908 at age 87. For more information on Morris Harvey, visit EWV, the West Virginia Encyclopedia, at wvencyclopedia.org. This Week in West Virginia History is a project of the West Virginia Humanities Council and West Virginia Public Broadcasting.
Support for This Week in West Virginia History is provided by Thrasher, providing comprehensive civil engineering consulting, surveying, and architectural services. Details at thrashereng.com.